Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
That's right, here on ABC Radio Melbourne, as someone who miserably failed and dropped out of my legal studies, it gives me so much joy to regularly welcome past president of the Law Council, rather Law Institute of Victoria, Caroline Council. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Sammy J. How are you?
I'm great. And look, with a surname like Council, I guess sometimes you are faced with such interchangeable titles.
I is.
Caroline, this has got to be one of the biggest, juiciest, flame-grilled legal battles of a generation. And to listeners, I need to say there are going to be some brand names flying at you. We're not endorsing it, we're not promoting it, but we need to use them. Over to you, Caroline.
That's the great thing about the law. We get to talk about things that you can't otherwise talk about unless you're promulgating slander, which you then can't repeat it. But I am going to repeat this. If I said to you the words, two flame-grilled, 100% Aussie beef patties topped with melted cheese, special sauce, fresh lettuce, pickles and onions on a toasted sesame seed bun, what comes to mind, hey, Sammy J?
Oh, well, about 33 years of my life prior to vegetarianism, Caroline, well, but I dare say the golden arches is springing to mind.
That's exactly right. But would you believe it? That's actually Hungry Jack's advertising their new Big Jack hamburger. Now, what's interesting about this in the crazy, weird and wacky world of trademarks, a trademark doesn't have to be a name. It can, in fact, be a thing. It can be a hamburger. And McDonald's is not just trademarked. They also have a trademark on the Big Mac. And Hungry Jack's have taken out a trademark on the Big Jack. Do you hear the similarity, Sammy?
Oh, there's a certain consistent thread, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. So the complaint is that it's being substantially identical or deceptively similar. I don't know about you, but if you cast your mind back pre-vegetarianism, maybe in your wild days, mm-hmm. maybe it was 2 a.m., maybe you stumbled into a hamburger joint. Do you really know, A, where you are, and B, what you're ordering, and C, what you're eating, and more importantly, do you know what you're throwing up afterwards? No.
Caroline, I will stop you there and let's wade straight into this picture that you've painted because, yes, over many years, the comedy festival, late at night, few drinks in, I have wandered the CBD. But I will say, even whatever state I was in, I always knew the brand of the establishment because one has particular affiliations and desires that need to be filled. And I'm not saying I was brand loyal every time, but I knew exactly where I was heading.
Well, see, you're a smart man. Now, question, does Sammy J have a trademark?
Oh, no, it was too expensive. I've got an ABN.
Well, imagine a slightly less attractive, less talented man passing himself off as Sammy J. You're going to rue the day you didn't ring the Law Institute of Victoria and get a lawyer to give you a trademark. So I'm thinking maybe the listeners could come up with trademark slogans for you because it is your brand. I'm thinking no way Sammy J, doing it the Sammy J way. I mean, we could sit here forever.
Well, how expensive is it if I want to trademark something?
Look, it's not that expensive. I've, in fact, had to take a wanted to take a trademark out on my byline, which is Better Families, Brighter Futures.
Oh, I like it.
So it can't be my name. It just can't, but Sammy J is a thing. It's a concept. It's not just you, if you know what I mean. It's bigger than you. And that's the whole idea about trademarks. You can't, for example, you can't walk around calling yourself, you know, Apple. That's already taken. So you have to basically come up with an idea, a distinctive appearance or build or concept, and you cannot imitate somebody else. So you can't be Sammy Apple because, you know, particularly if you go into IT products. So it's got to be a unique part of your overall branding, and Sammy J is a brand, and it's worth protecting. Because the shock of having somebody else in the marketplace less attractive and less talented and people thinking, gee, Sammy J's gone to, you know, the devil. He's really bad these days, but it's not you.
Well, or I can claim it's not me when I really decline. I'm speaking to past president of the Law Institute of Victoria, Caroline Council, about trademarks. And, Caroline, you opened our chat with, well, you completely fooled me and many listeners probably, describing a burger sold by Hungry Jack's that sounds identical to McDonald's infamous Big Mac. This is a current battle, isn't it? It's not resolved.
Yeah, correct. It was filed on the 28th of August. Oh God, did you hear how my voice got all legal then? It was filed in the federal court on the 28th of August.
And I was there for it.
McDonald's Asia Pacific has alleged that they're promoting the burger, and it's obviously, you know, against the law to do so. They're seeking to strip Hungry Jack's of its trademark, its Big Jack trademark. It wants damages, money, for example, and it also wants them to destroy absolutely any memory whatsoever, any promotional materials, anything that's on their website, any online ordering that even mentions those two words together, the Big Jack.
What have Hungry Jacks, what's their response? Are they fighting hard on this?
So far they haven't filed responding material, but they did sneak in a notice of address. In other words, they're saying, look, we're basically going to defend it, we think, but, you know, watch this space. I think, oh, gosh, no, I won't go there.
Were you going to utter a salacious opinion?
No, I was, yes, I was just going to express my opinion the bylines.
No. Do it.
I just think this is going to be a doozy to watch. It's going to be a whopper to watch. In fact, it'll be a big whopper to watch. It's going to be quite interesting.
Can I offer an opinion, or are you suggesting I shouldn't?
Sure.
Because I don't want to go to jail. Look, it's weird, but I feel like the branding is so strong for each of these establishments. And as I say, as someone who's walked the streets drunkenly and gone to both, the branding is so strong that if you wanted a Big Mac, as it is known, you wouldn't go to Hungry Jack's, you'd go to McDonald's. But people have their certain desires and affiliations, and so I feel like there's probably room for both, whilst acknowledging it's a very cheeky move on the part of HJ's.
Yeah, well, I absolutely do think that, and it's interesting, there's a precedent where McDonald's, this isn't the first time McDonald's has done this, right? And in fact, earlier this year, and you might be interested in this, there's Burger Urge, and they had a big pack. And basically the big pack went packing because they couldn't withstand the might of the mighty Gold Arches. So I think it's endlessly fascinating that, you know, the thing about trademarks. So let's imagine, which they did, they took out the trademark a gazillion years ago. But let's say Big Mac just wasn't around, it wasn't available, it wasn't being cooked, and therefore the brand wasn't being used. You have to use the brand or you lose the brand. And I credit that to one of my mentors, Benny Brown, who came up with the title Use It or Lose It. So you actively have to use the brand. You actively have to use the trademark. You can't just grab a whole bunch of trademarks and sit on them and think they're going to hatch money for you later on in life.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining.
Thanks, Abby.